Welcome to the WFO Life Podcast. Buckle up for interviews, insights, and practical discussions, and the occasional intellectual oddity, all designed to help you master self, master craft, and accomplish any life mission. Hey, good morning. It is Black Friday episode, and I am here back with Lieutenant Colonel Chris Story on the WFO Life Podcast. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing great. Enjoying the unseasonably warm weather for Thanksgiving time. I remember having snow, I think, the last couple years on this day. So we were, running around the house, frying turkeys outside with short sleeves on. So it's pretty nice.
Nice. For Pennsylvania, that's unusual for sure. I know South Texas, it's warm today and was warm yesterday as well. So yeah, we're just, it's strange weather we're having. It's been a strange year, so I guess that's fitting.
Yeah, the weird thing is, like, we did dip down into the below freezing range, and typically, especially up here in Pennsylvania, like, once you hit the first, frost or freeze, it never really warms up fully until spring. Thankfully, we had, like, a little stormy weather that came in with it, but, it's still in, like, the 40s at night, but to get in the 60s in November in, Pennsylvania is, a blessing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, enjoyed Thanksgiving. It's always a great time of the year, kind of break into the holiday season. And I know we had kicked around the idea of talking about, the idea of having a grateful attitude and gratefulness. And what's the science say about that? So what spurred that topic?
Well, I think, every year during Thanksgiving, I think it's important to obviously be thankful and, remember the reason for the holiday. But I think, this year we're kind of going through, I guess, the first group of these types of holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, that, since the pandemic started. And so I was thinking that, this year, more so than many others, I think it's important to, be thankful for things, because obviously with, turmoil with a presidential election year, with, still dealing with uncertainty and what's going to happen to, jobs and the economy because of the pandemic, our friends or loved ones going to get sick. So I thought this year, maybe to be more deliberate about gratitude and being thankful was in order.
Yeah. And actually, I think that's, I've been thinking about the same thing myself, and I think it's just this whole year, there's been so much, seems like at every turn, there's a lot of negativity. If you allow that, if you just allow that to enter into your mindset, that negativity can be very infectious. Like you mentioned, there's politics and the pandemic, and then there's been a lot of financial strife, as you mentioned, and everyone's kind of, everything's up in the air. And of course me, I'm treating patients every day, and I can sense the anxiety that people have and the frustration. And sometimes it's even just the ability to get together with friends and loved ones that's kind of set people back. Just their whole psyche is set back and discouraged. And I think a grateful attitude, just generically speaking, seems like a positive thing. It seems like something that should be beneficial, but you had showed me an article recently that there's a lot of actual science that says that a grateful attitude is actually beneficial in multiple ways.
Yeah, and I think what made me more, or made me realize it more is, the program that I've been going through that we've talked about often on the show, this Spartan Leadership Program, had a huge component of positive psychology. And right. So, and part of that, is just knowing your strengths and, playing to your strengths and trying to use those as much as you can. But another piece of it, and we actually took an online class about it, just kind of the science of well-being. And one of the things that the research shows is common in these people that have, a sense that they're thriving in life and they have like a positive well-being about them is a gratitude and being deliberate about, really just counting your blessings. It has a multitude of, positive effects, including, promoting just general happiness. And, if you have this attitude of being grateful, it I think it colors everything else in a positive way in your life. So you have a more, I guess, glass half full attitude about that you're going to have positive outcomes. And one interesting part of it, and I think the article touched on it, is you feel like you're going to have a positive outcome whether or not you've earned it or you're like deserving of it. So that you're even if you're I guess the positivity in your life is a result of something out of your control, like another person helped you, or you know, something fortuitous happens that may or may not have been under your control. That it seems like, you know, people that are grateful, I guess maybe take notice of that more. You know, not that these people are giving themselves luck by sometimes just having this attitude. It's just that if something happens, even, you know, minutely positive, they're like, oh, you know, I'm going to take a second and be grateful that I have a friend that was able to help me in this situation.
Right.
Whereas other people may overlook it, right? If you're not mindful about gratitude, sometimes you can overlook good things in your life, you know? So,
absolutely. And yeah. I like the way you brought that up, because it sounds like a tool. And on the WFO Life podcast, we talk a lot about how do we make our lives better? How do we get the most out of things? And I sense that, you know, from the article that you showed me and from what you've been sharing, it's really a tool. It's something that if you apply it and you utilize that tool, you can have better outcomes. It can be health. It can be social outcomes. And definitely there's a kind of a positive, optimistic feel when people are, you know, have gratitude. So I think that's something that, you know, I think it's more important than just, I think that the universe kind of brings us positive things. You know, we could talk about karma and things like that, but if you're open and receptive to the world and you have a general positive outlook, it seems like more positive things happen. And gratitude is certainly a happy, positive attitude and emotion.
Well, I was going to say the way you put that in reference to what we talk about on the podcast in general is just like a tool that you can, you know, put in your toolbox. And that's the cool thing about something like gratitude, because it's just anybody can have it. You just have to be deliberate about putting that tool in your toolbox. And one of the ways the article framed it, it says, you know, pleasurable things that are freely available to the majority of people. So we're not talking about, you know, if you just happen to be lucky that you have a bunch of rich friends that can help you, you know, if you lose your job or something. So it's like if an individual appreciates those simple pleasures, then they're more likely to experience those grateful feelings more often, just being appreciative of commonly occurring experiences. So, you know, in that, there's a lot of just like, hey, if you want it, it's there. You know, in a lot of ways, other things we've talked about, like health and wellness, it might not be easy because of your schedule or if you have other, you know, barriers, but, you know, gratitude, you know, just like taking a walk for 30 minutes five times a week. It's like most people, regardless of your circumstances or schedule, can obviously, you know, be grateful if you're going to tell yourself to be, you know, when you pray or meditate, or maybe when you wake up in the morning, you know, take 5 minutes and just say, hey, every day when I wake up or before I go to bed, you know, times when there tends to be quiet in your life, I'm going to take 5 minutes and just like either write it down or just think about it. Right. I mean, I think sometimes you don't always have to have a journal. It's just, you know, some people wake up, say a prayer and then say, hey, I'm thankful that I have a house to live in and that my kids are healthy, you know? And so it can be, you know, it doesn't have to be recurring themes. You know, it's like, I always have to be thankful for this or that. It's like, hey, just wake up, you know, or in any quiet time that you can, you know, just be thankful. And it's amazing. It seems like the science shows that there are positive benefits to doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to actually gratitude journal. It's a tool that I've used on and off over the years. And I'll typically just have two or three things every day that I write down in a short journal. It doesn't really take long. It can take, you know, less than 5 minutes, but just the act, the practice sort of gets you refocused and recentered, and more positive. You know, you it's hard to feel like you're going to complain about something whenever you start the day with an active, you know, thought process where, you know, you're focusing on gratitude. I also think I'm old school, I guess. I think that if you write it down, I think somehow that's more powerful. I don't know why, but, you know, it's the same thing with goals. And, you know, I've always been taught, if you're gonna have a goal, you better write it down, stick it somewhere, you know, stick it on a sticky note in your mirror, you know, so that, you know, I'm grateful for this, or I have a plan to do that. And I think the more times you see it, much like Rex Howells would tell us, you know, if you can envision it, you can see it. Typically your mind will manifest that. I think that would be something. I'm attributing it to Rex Howells, but I think that he would be in agreement with that based on our interview with him on, you know, positivity and positive attitude.
Well, yeah. And I think that for me, I know, when it comes to, a gratitude journal, or, you know, I think about it in terms of when back in the day when I was having to study or prepare for something, you know, if you just think about it or read it, it's one thing. But if you say it out loud, or if you like write it down over and over again, it tends to, I think, become part of your forever memory. If you know, use more of your senses, I guess you might say, when you're doing something. So I do think that there's some benefit of physically, you know, attaching something to that feeling versus just, you know, thinking it. So, you know, saying it out loud, writing it down in a journal, I think it becomes a habit that sticks, you know, if you use more of your senses. But that, you know, I don't know if there's data behind that, but I know it helped me studying. So I'm assuming it would be helpful for a positive habit as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So go ahead, keep going.
Oh, I was just going to say, we're talking a lot about the psychological benefits of it, but, you know, like we've talked about in other topics, you know, typically if you have a positive psychological benefit, there's probably like a positive physiological benefit. And I think that, you know, the articles proved out that is shown to be the case in these studies, the physiological benefits of being grateful.
Which, now, Was it the one where it was talking this? There was multiple studies in that article you sent me. Was it like better sleep?
Yeah, there was the section I was talking about. There was like five proven, but there's other benefits that are sprinkled throughout that are physiological. But the one study said, hey, here's like five proven benefits of gratitude on your, you know, physiological health. And so, yeah, it's the one. I think the first one was like gratitude improves sleep.
Yeah, that's the one I had seen, just stuck right out. And yeah, I'm scrolling through because we need to post this. It was from positivepsychology.com. We need to post this because I think a lot of people, sometimes you hear a topic like this and I think maybe there's like, that's kind of woo-woo or I'm sure positive thinking is going to really help. I think that there is a lot of science behind this. And man, when you meet somebody, I keep Rex Howells in my head. I know he's in my head because, and I was thinking about how, you know, the topic we did with him was like the having a positive attitude. But I think that a grateful attitude is a component of a positive attitude, meaning it's a characteristic of a positive attitude. And I remember thinking, you know, when Rex was in, you know, when we interviewed him, he was talking about how, you know, some of the people he worked with in the past, and he was like, the first thing he would say was, "I was such a great opportunity. This was such a blessing to me." So, you know, he used language that was indicated his gratefulness for everything that's happened to him, including things that were challenges for him. And that is, that's sometimes something people overlook. And looking back through here, though, the other thing I noticed some of the research was on relationships, and I thought that was important. It did mention also health, but I thought the relationship part was interesting because, you know, when you're around somebody that's grateful, well, let's reverse that. If you're around somebody that's complaining all the time, they have a negative outlook on something, you just don't want to. It's like a negative, it's like a drain. If you have somebody that's negative on a team, let's say, it decreases the overall effectiveness of a team. Why? Because you're having to negotiate that negative energy, that negative vibe, and the negative outlook that person is putting into, you know, the system. And I really do think that the aspect of like, okay, if I can keep a positive attitude about this, and if I can be grateful for the little wins or maybe the setbacks and what they taught me instead of how they hurt my situation, that also, I think, enhances your relationships. People want to be around somebody that's you know, positive and looks to the bright side. And of course, it does point out here, there was multiple studies that found gratitude promotes conflict resolution. Improves helpful behavior. In other words, the old "I scratch your back, you scratch mine" kind of mentality. So I thought that was that. Actually, I knew that it would be healthy to have a positive, grateful attitude, but the relationship aspect I didn't really think about.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I don't know why this popped in my head, but it's somewhat related. In the Marine Corps, a lot of people throughout the years, even elected officials, have said, why do we need a Marine Corps, right? Because like we do, somebody could argue that the Army does a lot of similar missions. And I think the elected officials that did say we need they said that we don't necessarily need a Marine Corps, but America wants a Marine Corps. And a lot of it was the Marines were very keen on teaching new recruits the history of the Marine Corps. And in a lot of ways, I think that when there's dire straits going on, whether they be in battle or just a regular, military situation that comes up, like having that, cognizance of all the good things that the organization you're a part of has done, and they haven't been defeated in battle, even against all the odds. I think in a lot of ways, the Marine Corps is a good example of being grateful, because having the knowledge of that history kind of planted, in some cases painfully, into your mind during basic training. You think about it, in a lot of cases in different battles, Marines have been way outgunned and maybe didn't even have the same good equipment that the Army had, but were able to do incredible things. And a lot of it is being deliberate, being mindful about, that history of our smallest service being, pushed in your head. It kind of gives you, a positive, grateful attitude. Like, I'm part of this organization that, like, never been defeated in all these battles, and so I can't let that legacy down. And it's a little bit different twist on it, but I think it's true. Being Rex said, having a positive mindset and manifesting things about, like, hey, I know I can't be defeated in this situation, is a lot of the same things that gratitude gives you. You're like, hey, if any good thing happens, I'm going to put that in my memory, and it's going to become part of who I am. And so I think that a lot of times, you mentioned karma, but I think if you just walk around with a sense like that, like, hey, I'm grateful, hey, I can't be defeated, that, you're going to perpetuate a lot of that in your life, whether you realize it or not, because it's in your psyche forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to get ahead in the world, you got to have a resiliency, a psychological resiliency. And I definitely think being grateful, that's what I was thinking about when you were talking about the Marine Corps. That makes those men that are part of that organization, they're resilient psychologically, and mm-hmm. they're stronger because of that association, that legacy that they're part of. But a big part of that is the willingness to accept things don't always go right, and we're bigger than that, we can move forward. And I think that's a great example of how a organization can foster that resiliency through attitude, through positivity, and certainly gratefulness despite what comes.
Yeah, and resiliency is a huge component of positive psychology, because you think about it, regardless of how perfect your circumstances are, you're going to have things you're going to have to overcome. Even right. if you're born into a life of privilege, no health problems, great education. Things are going to come up. So resiliency has to be a component of that positive psychology, because if you don't have the capability to be flexible and bounce back from bad things that happen, you're only going to go so far of playing to your strengths and being positive in your outlook, because then when the inevitable bad thing happens, it's like, how are you going to recover from it? How quickly are you going to recover from it? Or more importantly, how are you going to use that to get even stronger? Right. using those obstacles is like a pathway to growth. And right. So I think that's powerful. You mentioned sleep earlier, going back to the physiological components of it. And it's amazing, and I know you did the sleep episode, talking about a lot of the great recent research that's come out on sleep. But the crazy thing about sleep is, like, how many other components of your mental and physical well-being that it's attached to. And in this one, you know, it says, you know, gratitude improves sleep, but then that's tied into a lot of people with chronic pain. You know, as they became more grateful, got better sleep, you know, not so miraculously, it makes sense that their chronic pain issues would tend to go away the more that they consistently were grateful and got better sleep. So it's like the sleep, the gratitude tied in their sleep, which, you know, help with their chronic pain. I know a lot of people, you know, just live a big portion of their life in misery because they can't manage it. So if this is a way to do that, it's awesome.
Yeah. And for those folks that are out there searching for some type of pain relief, or, you know, they're unhappy, I think just applying this tool across the board, I mean, there's so much evidence that it can be helpful that it seems like a no-brainer for somebody that wants to get better. Pain is something that's miserable, and you know, you can take medicines, you can do therapies, but being grateful and, you know, focusing on that is very inexpensive therapy, and there's research that shows it benefits chronic pain. So I'm glad you mentioned that one.
Yeah, the second big one that was mentioned in the section of the article is, you know, gratitude can just strengthen your overall physiological well-being. And they use examples of, you know, people coping with, you know, potentially terminal conditions such as cancer and HIV had a faster recovery from, you know, the related medical procedures and positive changes in your overall immune system functioning. So it's incredible that, you know, not only was it, you know, like the other one where sleep, you know, helps chronic pain. This is like, you know, hey, if you're dealing with like a serious condition and in the related medical procedures, if you had a positive attitude, that it had an overall, you know, net positive on how you dealt with those conditions. And that's powerful.
You know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, let's say, if you said positive thinking could change your immune system and maybe change your outcome with cancer or an illness or something like that, that would have, because, you know, I went to school about 25 years ago, medical school, and you would probably think that's like far-fetched or maybe some type of woo-woo science that maybe was sci-fi of some sort. Nowadays, there's an entire field, neuroimmunobiology, where we now know many of these pathways by which thought becomes a chemical, hormonal, or electrical signal that directly impacts the immune system. In other words, the brain, your nervous system, directly tells the immune system to do something, to either fight that cancer or fight that illness, or don't fight that cancer, don't fight that illness. And guess where it starts? It starts with attitude. It starts with, you know, where your thoughts are. If the thoughts are positive, the outcomes are generally more positive, and that fits with the research you're talking about with gratitude.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's for me, thankfully, I've never had to have any surgeries or, you know, had a serious health condition. But I know for me, you know, growing older, you know, eventually you're going to deal with something in that lane. So that gives me a ton of optimism when it says, hey, I know if I'm dealing with one of these conditions that I'm going to have more power over it, more influence than just the medicine I'm taking. You know, and that's something, you know, obviously, if you're getting a chemo treatment, or if you're getting radiation, or if you have surgery, or if you're taking medication, I mean, you know, a lot of times that's a temporary thing. But, you know, your mind is forever, you know, and it's always going to be touching your immune system, touching potentially that outcome. And I remember when my wife was fighting breast cancer, you know, thankfully, she had a really good oncologist that I think was up on this type of research. And he said, hey, you know, and the way he put it, you know, we're a military family. He's like, you know, not fully sure on all the pathways, but, you know, the research is showing that if you have a warrior mindset when you're going into, you know, fighting cancer or other chronic diseases, the outcomes, you know, the data shows that, you know, you're going to have a better outcome, you know, if you can maintain that kind of warrior spirit. And, you know, my wife obviously did, and, you know, it's had a good outcome. So it's great. I think it should be empowering to people if anybody's listening and dealing with chronic conditions, just knowing that you have a vote when it comes to this.
So, absolutely. It's a super powerful example.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we start to wrap, you want to tell us a few things you're thankful for this time of year? I'll do the same.
Yeah. So some of it obviously is probably colored by my military service. I mean, deciding to serve your country in the case that I did, you know, kind of in a time of war, you know, our nation's Pearl Harbor and, you know, or not our nation's, but our generations, I guess you'd say, Pearl Harbor in September 11, 2001, you know, choosing to serve, you know, right around that time was obviously powerful to me. So, you know, I'm very thankful for a lot of the things that some cases we take for granted in this country that traveling the world like I have, I've seen in other countries, you know, they definitely don't take it for granted. And the first one is really just like religious freedom. I mean, you think about all the examples across the world and across history where, you know, positive or negative, I guess, you know, religion, you know, has a huge impact on the culture and the outcomes. I mean, there's places where, you know, if you even think about opening a church that's not with, you know, along the lines of the state religion, you know, you think about places like Iran and, you know, Syria and these other places. I mean, you know, the Christians are persecuted, Jews are persecuted. So I think the first thing I was thinking about is just religious freedom. You know, I mean, regardless if you're religious or not, I mean, the fact that we live in a place where, you know, that's something generally you don't have to worry about, that, you know, it could cause you to get murdered, you know, in other countries. Right. I mean, that's in a lot of cases, you know, watching some things on TV about the history of Thanksgiving and, you know, why people came to America. I mean, religious freedom. In that case, it was more about, it was kind of sad, but they're the same religion. They were, you know, essentially all Christians, but because the church, in that case, the Church of England had so, you know, or the Catholic Church had so much power and influence that they were ingrained with the state. And right. So, you know, and so I think religious freedom was the first thing that came to my mind that, you know, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, and one of the reasons why our country was founded really was on religious freedom. And I think a lot of times people take that for granted.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, yeah, quickly, my other ones, you know, I think just being born, you know, here at this time in history. So you think about, you know, you see these shows on the History Channel. I mean, just something as simple or we take for granted now, like dentistry. I mean, you think about just like 100 years ago or something, you know, how painful and barbaric it was to, you know, have dental work done. You know, and so
still seems like that sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's just something simple as like, hey, you know, obviously our kids will probably have even more things we can't even fathom when it comes to medicine or technology. But, you know, you think about it. I mean, you know, being in a first world country in 2020, I mean, you know, when it comes to basic procedures, you know, running water, indoor plumbing, you know, clean water, you know, things that still, I mean, in 2020, it's unbelievable to think that people struggle with that. So being born, you know, here at this time in history with things we have access to is just something that, you know, boggles the mind that people are in some cases still living in, you know, conditions that, you know, even 100 years ago in the United States we had figured out. So just thankful for that. And I think the last thing is just, you know, having my life, you know, thankfully not be that affected by what's going on in the pandemic. You know, thankfully at my job and income have been affected. Neither has my wife's. And then, you know, thankfully we've all remained healthy and really our extended families too. I mean, you know, none of them have come down with like, I don't think COVID at all. I've had a couple relatives here and there, but thankfully they haven't been hospitalized or anything. And obviously we haven't. So yeah, just having, you know, stable income and having my health, I mean, it's kind of something that I know a lot of others are struggling with that I'm just thankful that I've kind of avoided that bullet for now. So those are kind of my three things. So,
yeah, those are all very powerful and kind of globally minded too. You know, when you ask me, hey, what kind of things were I grateful for? First thing that pops into my head are just, you know, immediate health and my family and all my girls and my wife and my parents. You know, I've got a good relationship with both my parents. They're alive and well and still available to give me wisdom and guidance. I think it's I was also very thankful to, even though we've had a lot of challenges this year with the pandemic, I am grateful that I have a skill set that's useful and that I have work that's meaningful. And so, you know, as a physician and doing the best I can in my little corner of the world, dealing with this pandemic and with other health issues, that, you know, some days that seems like a huge burden, but it also you know, to look at that from a different perspective, I can be grateful that I have challenges and things worthy to work on. And I think that's sometimes people maybe don't always see their challenges as something to be grateful for. And I truly see that difficult work, difficult challenges are definitely something to be grateful for. And, you know, I think a lot about my health. You know, I'm getting older as well, and as everyone is. And it seems like as years go by, I can see changes in my body, but I still have the power and the ability and the general resiliency health-wise to do generally what I want to do every day. Yeah. And so many people, and that's near and dear to me because of my career choice, but so many people start to, their world gets smaller and their world gets restricted because they don't have good health. They don't have, abundant health. And mm-hmm. I think that's something, if you can breathe and you can move and, you can get around and generally locomote relatively easily, that's a huge blessing. And to have a roof over your head and food and clean water it's another bonus. And it's interesting you brought that up about, kind of places in the world they don't have that. And I just watched a show on Netflix that reminded me of that with, water. I mean, water is such a huge problem in the world. And there's places, where Chris Long talked about this with their wells and
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that they're making in Africa. And there's people that don't have fresh water. And it's like, shit, man, if you can't, if you don't have fresh water, how far are you going to, how far
it's
are you
like
going to get?
It's like the number one thing. It's like the number one thing in life.
You can be pretty grateful if you just got some water, And so I think crazy. That's, I don't know. That's all I got. And I appreciate this topic. It was great timing, right? Coming on the heels of Thanksgiving. And I was glad you found this article. We definitely need to post that in the show notes. And I hope other people will comment on this episode and give us some feedback. Any final thoughts?
Oh, no. Well, I guess I'm adding to my list of being thankful. I'm thankful that for over a year now, we've been able to, get together in some form or fashion, either for you and I to chat or to talk to some pretty incredible people. So, I'm thankful that technology and, the time to do it has allowed us to do this, because I think that going forward, I mean, not only the podcast and as we get more interaction, I think we'll continue to have great things to benefit a lot of other people along with ourselves. The research I think we do on these topics has made me better. So I'm thankful for that.
Right on. Well said.
Yep. Thanks, brother.
All right, man. Well, have a good night.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Out.